Chapter 1. We are not human beings having a temporary spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. Pierre de Chardin. A death was in progress in room 120 of Bradbury Manor, the town's nursing home. It was a wonderful, joyous death, a spiritual celebration in full swing. Two towering ancient angels, clothed in dazzling garments of light, were singing, marching, and dancing around the figure of a frail elderly lady, fetal and unconscious, under a pink chenille bedspread. Sarah was unaware of the celestial celebration and the heavenly orders that would transition her into God's paradise, the eternal dwelling place for which she was created. The angels paused from their celebration.
"Yes, a stroke,"
whispered Malta, the worshiping angel, smiling tenderly as he gazed at Sarah's face.
"The Lord is eagerly waiting, and I can hardly stand it myself."
At sunrise, this frail little intercessor, who is so dynamic a witness on the earth, is finally going to rest in the Lord's arms.
Said Joel, the warrior angel, his two-edged sword by his side, his eyes ever vigilant. It was a little before 5 a.m., and the angels glowed with anticipation of the swallowing up of her temporal, earthly life into an eternity of love and peace.
"Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints,"
shouted Joel. They resumed their marching, dancing, and praising around the bed. Sarah was wholly protected, even in her vulnerable state. Huddled together in the corner of the room, growling, were several yellow-eyed spirits. The largest one, Death, was busy formulating a final plan of attack with the low-ranking imps under his command. He despised them all. The feeling was mutual. Just as they were ready to strike, Malta blew his shofar and the heavens opened. The atmosphere was energized with even more glory. Breathtaking sounds of celestial music wafted into the room, along with heavenly colors and fragrances. Angels carrying instruments surrounded Sarah's bed. The heavenly choir followed Malta's worship, and their joyful praise not only filled the room, but flowed back to the throne of grace like a tidal wave of pure joy.
"Great, more angels. That's just what we need,"
whined discouragement.
"Make them stop singing,"
wailed depression.
"I can't take any more worship. I think I'm gonna be sick."
"Enough complaining,"
barked Death.
"We've got to attack now. When I give the word charge, maybe one of you can get at her pathetic, wrinkled body. She's barely holding on to life by a thread."
"We couldn't even get to her when there were just two of them. I'm not going anywhere near that bed,"
yelped Infirmity, ducking quickly to avoid a blow from Death. Fear of Man emphatically agreed.
"Do you see those angels walking back and forth with the swords? Do you see the impenetrable wall of protection and glory around her? You can charge if you want, but I'm staying right here."
"We've tried unsuccessfully to kill her for 16 months. Let's face it, we can't even steal 1 second from the lifespan appointed to her,"
said Intimidation, knowing it would indeed be impossible to penetrate the angelic worship. Death turned on these minion imps in anger.
"We had Sarah her whole life! How did you manage to lose her in the last year and a half? Do you realize what she's set in motion? This one wretched little old lady has started an avalanche of salvations around the world! You're a bunch of incompetent idiots! You will be tortured for failing this mission!"
The imps retaliated by hissing, cursing, scratching, and blaming each other for their failure. Joel gazed intently at them with eyes like blazing fire. He unsheathed his flaming two-edged sword, and on his next pass by that side of the room, he slashed through the gnarled, demonic mass. They vaporized into a harmless puff of yellow sulfurous smoke. Joel grinned as he resheathed his sword.
"I love my job."
With the sun slightly below the horizon, the angels gathered around the bed in hushed excitement. Joel and Malta, always on the alert, bent over Sarah.
So close,
whispered Malta, stroking Sarah's forehead and smiling at Joel. They'd been her guardians for 16 months. Unbelievably, they felt even more love for Sarah welling inside them than before.
"Get ready,"
said Joel, gazing into the opened heaven, awaiting the final word. Malta lay his hand on Sarah's chest to feel her breathing, a little shallower each time.
"No!"
shouted Joel, having received orders from the fiery throne. As her last breath escaped her frail, fleshly shell, the sun's first rays peeked over the horizon. Surges of light permeated the room as the heavenly corridor of glory touched earth. Sarah's spirit emerged into Malta's waiting arms. Glancing back at the bed, she caught a glimpse of her aged face, ashen-colored and wrinkled. She was whisked through the portal toward an unseen realm of eternity by a jubilant Malta with Joel flying ahead. Escorted by her two triumphant angels, she was moving faster than the speed of light. Liquid warmth enveloped Sarah. For the first time ever, she felt the complete absence of pain and the presence of total peace. She was leaving behind all sin and its damning results with which she had lived since birth. Shielded by her two ecstatic angels, she moved rapidly toward a brilliant light in the remote distance.